check them out, Steve?
Microsoft Office.
Microsoft Office. Yes. One of our sponsors, Microsoft.
We are at Nutanix Next. Day one and a half.
Day one and a half. What was day one?
Day one, there were some analyst briefings that were, please do not tweet or do social. So I'm going to count the podcast as social.
Right.
I'm Steve McDowell, by the way.
And I'm Matt Kimball.
Strategy. We covered data center stuff.
Usually.
And we are live. You can hear the background noise from live to tape.
Live to tape.
At Nutanix Next. 7,000 people here, Matt. I think that's like twice the number from last year.
Is it that much? I know it's considerably more.
Yeah, well, they said 7,000 on the stage. There was a tweet earlier about 6,500. It feels like about 6,500, 7,000 people.
I was thinking more like 6,720-ish.
I think they're giving away a drone. You count the attendees.
I bet they do.
After the conference, they'll tell us because they're printing the badges. They know exactly how many people.
They won't tell us.
They have a cupcake bar here. That's one of my favorite things.
Have you had any?
No.
No, I haven't either. They have some pretty good-looking cookies, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's not code for anything.
I know.
All right.
Don't look at me that way.
So
what do you think, man? So I watched the keynote this morning.
Yeah.
We're going to do some sessions this afternoon. The autonomous data center has arrived. That's what I took away.
Yeah. We were just talking about this before you hit the record button. I think they're over-indexing on autonomous data center just a little. Not over-indexing on autonomous data center. They're comparing it to the self-driving car a little bit too much.
It's a good analogy, right? I mean, they talk about level one, level two, level three. It makes
kind of
pretty chart.
Kind of, yeah, it does. What do you think about? What do you think about their whole kind of vision and implementation or execution to that vision so far?
Ooh, there's multiple questions there.
Yeah, I know.
I like the vision, right? I think that they're dead on. They use the tagline, "Is it invisible infrastructure?" Something like that.
Invisible clouds, visible IT.
Invisible IT, right, with a cloud-like experience everywhere.
No, visible IT, not invisible IT.
I'm a techie, not a marketing guy. Here's my takeaway. I think the vision's right, right? I think IT moving in a multi-cloud world, we talk about this all the time. They have this concept that I have a centralized control plane, and then my data and applications go where they belong. That's what IT wants. And the beautiful thing about Nutanix is they're vendor agnostic in a way that VMware, is they're vendor agnostic today, but, the writing's on the wall, I think, better together with Dell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, circle back. The vision's a good one, right?
Yeah.
What worries me about Nutanix is there's a lot on their roadmap and a lot of tech previews. But sometimes you have to paint the vision, right, and see what sticks. And we can talk specifically about some things here in a minute. But my takeaway is I love the vision. It may be a little broad.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, if they could execute on that, what a great alternative it would be.
If they could execute on just a portion of that,
mm-hmm.
What a great story. I embrace their vision. And it's, it's not a vision that is so unique from what others talk about, right? Other folks out or other companies out there. But they do it in a way that is more grounded and more relevant to IT, which is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
When they talk about migrating workloads from on-prem to off-prem and back to on-prem, when they talk about, invisible clouds and just kind of making all of that underlying technology not relevant, but not as much of a... They're focused more on business outcomes and less on the underlying technology, which I think is a very smart move.
Yeah, it's all about workflow. You said a few things there that were announced today, like migrating workloads from cloud to on-prem, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is far from a solved problem, and that's a hard problem. And that's going in the tech preview. They announced a lot of embracing of the cloud, of the public cloud. You going to say something?
Yeah, on that, I think something that was interesting to me on that migrating workloads from public onto private, the thing that I found really interesting about that was the fact that they are treating it as a kind of a backup and recovery kind of function, right? So here's the challenge with moving stuff off-prem to on-prem. Is usually have to move the entire app and all of the associated data with it, which is very time consuming.
And data's got gravity, right?
Right. What they've done is they have a snapshot technology that embraces this or treats this more like a backup. So you do initial snapshots of your data and your apps, and you do incremental snapshots across the course of the day, course of the week, whatever the case may be. So when you're doing that migration from off-prem to on-prem, it's a much quicker process, and you don't have all this duplicate data sitting all over the place.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. The other thing they announced around public cloud was you can migrate or create, spin up a Nutanix cluster on bare metal public cloud. They used Amazon as an example in the analyst thing yesterday. I think they talked about Azure or Google Cloud.
Google Cloud, and they talked about Azure a little bit later on too.
Right. So they, you know, they have a fundamental dependency on bare metal, right? So you know that's kind of their play for capacity, not capacity on demand from a service perspective, but right. I need immediate scalability, and I don't want to drop a lot of money on servers, even spin that up in the cloud. So a lot of public cloud stuff.
The other thing I like, and you hit on it a second ago, was you talked about the central control plane. It's centralized yet distributed. Their interface, and it's funny, you know, they're doing this 10-year look back kind of theme, which is kind of the, you know, the retrospect, which is kind of cool. You saw their old original interface, but they're showing, you know, the ability to, you know, how you can manage all of your clouds, all of your distributed environment on both the central level and a more granular and distributed level. I thought it was just, I love the interface. Again, it goes back to simplifying IT and letting IT focus on solving business problems and not getting burdened by the technology.
Yes, yeah, and I agree with that. So, you know, all the way back, I like the vision. I also like, they do a slide, and maybe we'll put this in the show notes if I can find it, where they talk about how they build, they layer their technologies from like core to essentials to enterprise, where it all builds up from kind of AHV out.
So what's your take on, I mean, you're more techie than I am by a long shot. You remember back in the days when it was, you only had a couple of hypervisors, you had, you know, VMware, and you had Microsoft, but, you know, and those were, and the VMware hypervisor was actually built on, I forget what hypervisor was, but
ESX.
No, but I mean, yeah, I know ESX, but it was built on the underlying, I forget, the it doesn't matter. Anyway, it goes way, way back, because there are only a couple of Type 1 hypervisors that are actually out there, right? Along comes AHV, which is the, you know, Nutanix hypervisor. Any thoughts on...
I think it doesn't matter. They said it during the keynote, and I agree with this completely, right, is virtualization is now a function.
Yeah.
Why do we need, trackers on hypervisor?
Yeah.
Right? It's just a means to an end.
Yeah.
It's, you know, underlies containers and underlies everything we're doing now. It's just a mechanism for mobility.
Yeah.
I think with the virtualization extensions we're doing now and the performance that we're getting out of Type 1 or Type 2 hypervisors, it's a wash.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
And even VMware, right, they're not talking about ESX anymore. They're talking about containers. They're talking about workload management. Talk a lot about storage. Nutanix talked a lot about storage today. They said essentially they've rejiggered their entire storage stack.
So talk to this. You know, you and I had a long discussion on this. Actually, not long, longish discussion on this earlier. Files and buckets. What were your thoughts on all of this?
So they're making Nutanix is papering in features to address storage needs, right? So they have files, which they call files, and they have object storage for unstructured data. I don't think they're trying to compete with NetApp or the pure play hardware guys. I think they're going to partner with them and you know, provide some value add there. But at the same time, right, you need some basic features as you're doing converged, hyper-converged, where you're managing storage. So I think what they're doing with file and object is, I'm going to say the term good enough, but they certified SAP HANA on their object store, right, which says it's probably good enough is pretty high bar.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't want to be a storage company, but there's a certain amount of storage intrinsic to moving workloads. You just said when you're moving stuff from cloud to on-prem, it's a long tail of data.
Yeah.
And managing your data, managing unstructured data, it's a big thing. You know, they also announced a partnership with Veeam today, right, for data protection, backup, and restore.
Yep.
And we walked the floor. There's about, I think they said 50 exhibitors here. You know, it felt like half of them were in the data protection realm, right?
Yeah.
Managing your data.
Yeah. So, you know, what's funny about that is when you look at, so this is something else we were talking about earlier, right? When you look at the product names they have are files and buckets, right? That's mm-hmm. for your object stores and all that. You have files and buckets. You have Frame, which is desktop delivery. You have Prism, which is kind of the control plane. You have Flow, which is your NFV, if you will, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they call it security. You have Calm, which is your cloud management stuff. And
right.
You have all these technologies, and it's like they have this bucket of portfolio that goes right up against competing hard with NetApp, with all these other companies. But here's the thing. They leverage, is a better word, all of these bits of IP, and they're putting together, you know, kind of the overall holistic management of your data story.
Right, and I think that's the play.
Yeah.
My one bit of criticism for Nutanix is they have too many names, right?
Yeah.
Let's simplify. I go to VMware, I got vSphere with some features.
Yeah.
Closely simplify, right? I don't know ultimately that Nutanix competes against NetApp. I think they supplement.
Right, yeah.
Right? I think we talked about this at Dell World last week. I think the world's going to quickly bifurcate into VMware and Nutanix.
Yeah.
With, you know, some stragglers along the way.
Yeah.
And what Nutanix is playing, I just said 30% of the show floor is backup and recovery and data protection. 30% is also OEM partners.
Yes. Including Dell, by the way.
Including Dell and HPE,
yes.
Who was on the keynote stage. I think as Nutanix exits the appliance business, this has given the OEMs a play that's not VMware,
yep.
Right? So they're not losing deals to Dell with their Better Together story, and the customers seem to resonate, or the story resonates with the customers.
Yeah.
So I think NetApp, I don't think they're going to compete against their own customers. I think they're providing the basic level of functionality, and that gives the OEMs the opportunity to come in and differentiate.
So you mentioned something there about HPE being on stage, and HPE announced, let's call them appliances, mm-hmm. For lack of a better word, which is really a repurposed DL360 and a repurposed DL380 with Nutanix software bundled on it, kind of fine-tuned for their server platforms.
And it's a channel play, right? So this is a...
And it's a channel play. Very interesting.
Yeah, I don't want to comment too much on... I'm taking kind of a wait and see on where HPE goes.
Yeah.
Their conference is in a few weeks, and I think we'll get more color. You know, I think it's fuzzy where SimpliVity and how that plays with Nutanix,
mm-hmm.
and what's driving some of the decisions. You're reading stuff in the press that's a little bit mixed coming out of HPE.
Yeah.
So, you know, my top line on this is, you know, it's a VMware Nutanix world if you look at the market share numbers. Any OEM would be making a mistake to ignore either of those guys.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, SimpliVity, for what it is 5% market share, and you need to service your entire customer base.
So 5.4.
I don't think HPE is going to kill SimpliVity. I think it has a place. But at the same time, we've got to service the IT groups that we're selling to.
Yeah, I liken this to, I think I tweeted it out early, it's like a really cozy first date.
Yeah.
Be really curious to see where this goes.
So the appliance announcement was new today.
Yeah.
I think previously they had announced Nutanix on GreenLake capacity on demand.
Yep.
This appliance, both of these are going to be available in third quarter, not shipping today.
Correct.
So, you know, we'll see where it goes. We'll watch it.
Yeah. The other thing we should give a shout out, that's a stupid thing to say. Other thing to make note of is Lenovo is a pretty decent presence here as well.
Lenovo does, and... Yeah. What's the Lenovo HX?
HX, it's the ThinkAgile HX. That's their appliance, hyperconverged appliance lineup. Nutanix obviously is the HCI component of that.
And we talked to them in the booth, right? And they said there's a lot of interest with SAP HANA.
Yeah, yeah. They have the first certified HCI solution for SAP HANA. Yeah.
That is awesome. And we'll be out at Lenovo in Orlando next week. We're
going
to go from... We're in Anaheim today. We're going to go from one Disney to the other.
Yep. One Disney to the other. My God, man.
So a lot of product announcements. I don't think we need to go through them all.
But you know, no, we don't. You know, something else, and you talked about it too. One of the things I really like about this conference is, you know, there's all the enthusiasm and all the, I mean, they're really fanatical, the customers, which is great. But something about the speakers and the presentations, they seem natural, unscripted, grounded, humble. You know, they call out, you know, hey, we missed the boat on Kubernetes a couple of years, or on containers a couple of years ago.
But we're bouncing back.
But we're bouncing back.
Yeah, I tweeted something out to this effect, right? We do a lot of conferences, right? Mm-hmm. I think this is our third one in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And even at the biggest, most polished conferences, they come across very scripted, very...
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not sure what words I want to use. But Nutanix, as you said, right, it has a feel. It's you know it's scripted because they're on message and they finished on time and the presentations,
yep.
The slides were fantastic the
yep.
way they presented them.
Yes.
But I don't know who's coaching their exec team or the speakers.
I don't know.
But they are phenomenal. They were up there with self-deprecating humor. The jokes
yes.
landed well, right?
Yes.
It was
yeah.
not forced. We've seen some where they try to be funny and aren't.
Yeah.
It just felt natural.
Yeah.
And the crowd responded. And then the crowd forgot everything that was announced because Luke Skywalker came out.
Luke Skywalker, as I
Mark
refer
Hamill,
to him, Skips.
The Joker? Skips.
Skips from the regular show. Yes.
That was fantastic. I'm not sure what that has to do with hyper-converged infrastructure.
Yeah, I know. You know, I didn't really...
But you know what? Last year at Nutanix Next, we had Anthony Bourdain and then a psychologist, and I forget her name.
But
thematically it aligned, right? Because she was talking about, you know, how to stay sane in this complex world, which you can directly map on IT.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Hamill, I loved that he was there. I was geeking out.
Used the Force.
I was not a huge Star Wars fan. We watched it recently with my daughter, and it's kind of cheesy, the original.
It is, yeah.
Right, but still, right? It's you know,
it's Mark Hamill.
It's a cultural touchstone.
It's Mark
right?
Effin Hamill,
right?
And or Luke Effin Skywalker.
He's telling great stories,
yeah.
And he was a natural speaker.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they brought him. It made me forget, so I had to go back and look at my notes and my slides.
They have one of the writers from The Simpsons on stage this afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out.
We'll find a theme.
Correlation from that to yeah.
All right. We'll think about it. We'll come up. We'll do a wrap up. But no, energy's great.
Yeah.
The people here are excited. They throw on a great show. The food is good. Are
How was
you happy?
The breakfast? How was the breakfast?
Expensive.
Expensive.
We're in Anaheim,
yeah.
And we were in Vegas last week where we had $22 omelets.
Yeah.
This was a $26 buffet.
It was pretty good though.
It was pretty good.
The sausages are good.
$26 worth. Although yesterday they had these Asian dumplings.
They didn't have them today?
No.
Huh.
No.
Well, what do they have? What are we drinking right now, Steve?
I'm drinking coffee.
That's right.
In the analyst lounge.
In the analyst lounge.
That has a table and a nice carpet.
Really nice carpet. It's white carpet. I wonder what the response would be if I spilled coffee.
I don't know. We used to have carpet before I moved into my current house. And my wife, she says, you could tell where you walk down the stairs because you have these drips of coffee that come. They did have bacon. Nobody had to put it in their pockets.
No. And the sausages were all cooked, and the eggs were dry. They were cooked,
uh-huh.
Meaning they weren't like, there wasn't like a lot of
yeah, and
eggs.
And tonight is the big disco party.
You're going to it, right?
I'll be there with my dancing shoes on.
You're
going to
go there with your Speedo and your...
That's a different party, Matt.
Oh, right. Sorry.
What else do we have to talk about?
I think that's it. We're going to go meet with a couple of... users, consumers of Nutanix
technology.
We're
having a good time?
Yeah.
It's a good show.
Good show so far.
Good
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
All right. Are we done?
I think we're done, Steve.
Right. Where's the output?
Until tomorrow.
Same bat time.
Same bat channel.
We have the Joker.
We have the Joker.